Defined as a deficiency of energy, protein, and other nutrients that can cause adverse effects on the body, shape, size, and composition, the way it functions, and clinical outcomes, malnutrition can refer to under- or overnutrition. But in relation to Malnutrition Awareness Week, in this report, we're focusing on those who are undernourished. Most malnutrition here in the UK is disease-related, although some social and mechanical factors can also have an impact, and it's more prevalent than you might think. Joining me to discuss this is Jennifer Van Zandt, an Isle of Wight-based dietitian. To start with, anecdotal evidence suggests a great many of us are unsure as to the role that dietitians play. So could you explain what a dietitian does?
We specialize in nutrition, and all of the advice that we give is based on evidence. What we do in practice is we work in hospitals, we work in the communities in places like care homes, we can be in schools, in GP surgeries as first contact practitioners and advanced practitioners.
In this interview, we're looking at disease-related malnutrition. How might we better understand that term?
It usually is an underlying medical condition, which is altering someone's appetite, creating barriers in their ability to eat and drink, which then results in the unintended weight loss and the fat and muscle wasting. People with cancer, people who are critically ill in hospital, but there's also people who don't have access to food or who aren't able to cook for themselves, or people who might forget to eat, or people with mental health issues or neurological disorders. It's a wide range of people who end up being at risk.
How many people live with disease-related malnutrition?
People living with or people who are at risk of disease-related malnutrition in the UK amounts to about 3 million people at any given time. We understand that 93% of those individuals are in the community.
In your experience, do the national statistics reflect on what you experience locally?
I don't know the exact statistics for how we compare to the rest of the country, but our population is a lot of retired people. We also have areas that I would say are probably at a socioeconomic disadvantage as well. We're a rural area, so there are particular places where it might be difficult for someone to, say, catch a bus conveniently to go to some of the shops. So we are definitely seeing it here.
What are the consequences of disease-related malnutrition on the person living with it?
Overall, a great reduced quality of life. It can contribute to fatigue, decreased mobility, increased risk of infection, and longer healing times. From a more clinical perspective, people who are malnourished quite often have longer times in hospital, or they are discharged and readmitted to the hospital because they're not healing well or they've had complications.
What are the challenges you face locally treating disease-related malnutrition?
Location. Depending on where you live on the island, you may need a car to access food. Your bus stop might not be conveniently located for you to have the ability to walk there and then get to the shop. Again, our demographic is largely older adults. So one of the biggest challenges, I think, is finding one-on-one support for people who need prompting to eat, who need encouragement to eat, who need reminding to eat. We are very lucky, though, I will say, on the island that we have close-knit communities where people can access meals from churches or care homes or neighbors who are just willing to come over and help or provide meals or shopping as well. We have help from community dietitians who go out into the community and visit people at home to check on their nutrition status. We have carers who can go in and help people. We have social services. We have food banks on the island. We have social prescribers in the GP surgeries now who are a wealth of knowledge and information. And their job is to support people with things that they might struggle with. So they could recommend any meal programs in the area as well.
How can someone listening to this interview tell if they or a loved one is living with disease-related malnutrition, and what should we do if we are?
Some of the telltale signs are beginning to decline meals or only having a few bites at meals, pushing the plate away at the table. Things like rings and watches will start fitting more loosely. Clothes will start fitting more loosely. You can start to see things like fat and muscle wasting, particularly in the temples, on the hands, in the shoulders, collarbones, legs, thighs. You might notice a loved one is donating their food to the family pet. It can be a range of things. If you're concerned about unintended weight loss, the best thing you can do is get in touch with your GP surgery, who will have a team of people who can help you there.
What role do you play in helping people with disease-related malnutrition?
When we assess someone, it's quite holistic. We take a lot of things into consideration. We look at their anthropometrics, which is things like height, weight, BMI. We look at age. We look at biochemistry, which is their blood work. We look at past medical history, social history, and their socioeconomic status when we're getting a better picture of what's going on with someone. Based on all of that, we come up with a nutrition diagnosis followed by a plan, which we agree with the patient. And that plan is very individualized to that person and everything that they've got going on with them. We then monitor that person and constantly reassess to see if we need to make changes, to see if our plan's working, basically.
If you are malnourished or at risk of malnutrition, how important is it that the underlying cause of the malnutrition is determined?
Massively important. That will help us determine how we are going to approach, what barriers there are, and it will help us come up with a plan of how we're going to either prevent or treat the malnutrition.
Where should we look online for further help and support?
There's malnutritionpathway.co.uk. They have developed some helpful leaflets on ways to increase your calories and protein and what to do if you are concerned about yourself, a family member, or someone you look after. Another good resource is the Malnutrition Food Fact Sheet, which was developed by the British Dietetic Association, and that can be found on bda.uk.com.